Welcome back to the Jazz Joe Hall Show. Well, Canadians traveling in the next 24 to 48 hours are being given priority at some passport offices. The move comes amid widespread reports of long lines and growing frustration with passport processing delays, which, as we all know, have seen Canadians miss flights, cancel trips, and even camp out overnight to secure their travel documents. Now, before it was first come, first serve, and now it's departure time and by dates. Despite these new measures, the line outside big city passport offices in many cases still stretch out to the street. Now, Rory Spillane didn't have any of these problems. He's a Vancouver resident with dual citizenship for Canada and Ireland. Recently, he realized his Irish passport had expired, so he went to renew it. Rory Spillane joins us now and picks up the story. Rory, thank you for speaking to us today.
Great to be on the show, Jeff.
So walk me through this. I think all Vancouverites and British Columbians are used to seeing these images on the TV screen and hearing stories on the radio and reading about all this. I understand your Irish passport had expired recently.
Yes. During the pandemic, I realized that my passport had lapsed. I'm lucky enough to be a dual citizen, so I have both the Irish and Canadian passport. And it was just, I realized it had actually lapsed in February. Then on May 29th, I executed on the Irish, the Department of Foreign Affairs, the Irish government have passport renewal system, which is entirely online now. I had heard great things about the system, so I completed the form in about 10 to 15 minutes. The only complicated part was just taking a photo. You can actually take a selfie, but I got my partner to take a photo of me, given I was going to be looking at it for 10 years. So that was the most complicated part. Received an email on May 29th. We've received your passport. And then 15 days later, I received my passport via registered post.
In 15 days?
Yes, just 15.
Wow. Now, in Ireland, have they improved the system, or is this the way the system has been?
It's a new system. I'm not sure whether it was planned before the pandemic, but I think given Ireland has a huge diaspora abroad, I think they realized that there was, you know, changes, improvements to be made. So my hunch is that it was something they were planning, and then they expedited the rollout of it once the pandemic kicked in March 2020.
And I'm going to assume Irish citizens who live in Ireland have access to the same website and the same process.
Of course. I believe they can probably turn a passport around in a few days, actually. So in previous times, I've actually traveled to Cork or Dublin. If you need a passport in an emergency, you can actually go to the office. So it doesn't look like the long lines in Surrey right now.
Now, when you did live in Ireland, did the office, the post, the passport office in Ireland have any sort of reputation where it would take too long to get a passport before all this?
They're generally pretty good. As in, I think queuing up at the passport office was the way to turn it around in a day or two. But generally it was, I'm thinking it was probably about 3 to 4 weeks. But this new online system is fantastic. As in, for me, it was 15 days. But for others, I've actually heard of people receiving it in 5 to 6 days, because my understanding is your passport is actually being processed in Ottawa. So to me, it's probably the postage from Ottawa to Vancouver was probably the longest part of the process.
What goes through your mind when you see the images here in Canada, in Toronto, in Vancouver, in Surrey, and many other places?
It's pretty puzzling. I love living in Canada because we have we have everything in perfect orders, and from queuing at bus stops and lineups everywhere, and I find it's a very orderly society. So I'm a little bit surprised that they've struggled to adapt, I guess, during the pandemic, right? And we see similar things with immigration right now, and I guess passports are immigration. So it sounds to me like they haven't adapted to working remotely during the 2 years.
Yeah. What kind of work do you do, Rory?
I actually help newcomers to Canada. So I run a free independent information website called Moving to Canada. That's moving2canada.com. Mm-hmm. And we help newcomers from all over the world plan and settle in this great country.
I'm just curious with COVID and us trying to move beyond the last couple of years, is there quite a lot of interest from Irish citizens wanting to move to Canada?
Yes. Lots of interest. And when I arrived here 14 years ago, I kind of envisaged that it would be a very popular destination, as in Irish people like to travel. But what we've seen as in the big shift, I think, in the Irish population in Vancouver, it has continued to grow. But what's quite remarkable now is that lots of people are staying and having family. So we have a real integrated community now between elders, young arrivals, and established immigrants here. So it's great to see the numbers increase year by year. During the summer months, you tend to get a lot of summer students that come out. But Vancouver now tends to be the global location for Irish immigrants.
Why do they want to move from Ireland? I'm curious.
That's a very difficult one. I think the challenge, we've always had a long history of immigration. Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks it's a result of the famine, but Irish people were actually immigrating to Newfoundland to fish in the 1800s, right? Mm-hmm. In the early 1800s. So obviously the famine meant Irish people ended up all over the world very, very quickly, but we tend to have it's a small island with a bit of a boom and bust cycle. So mm-hmm. there was huge waves of Irish immigrants in the 50s, the 70s, and the 80s in particular. But then we saw very little immigration to Canada during the 90s since the Lehman's collapse. That's incidentally, that's the year I arrived in Canada. I was positioned in Canada mm-hmm. and I saw a huge volume of inquiries from friends and family and relatives and people asking me, because Ireland had to export a lot of people because we decided to bail out the banks. And we had 4 or 5 years of austerity measures. So we had the housing market collapsed. House prices lost 50% of their value, which might be a surprise to a lot of people here that these things can happen. But house prices collapsed. A lot of Irish had to immigrate. So especially those working in construction, because the construction sector collapsed over the course of a few months in Ireland. So we have a strong history of immigrating, but we then love to explore. Because of that history of immigrating, we love to explore and travel. Irish people tend to be well-traveled, but Vancouver is just an amazing location. We're very outdoors-oriented people. There's great lifestyle and there's great opportunity here.
I recall covering a few stories in Ireland around 2010, so post-financial crisis, and they were very significant and challenging times in Ireland at that time, and there were a lot of young people talking about moving in Canada. Certainly was one of those destinations. And we're very, very glad the Irish are coming, because they make great immigrants and great citizens more than anything, and I'm glad the system with the passports is working very well for them, because they can get here quicker, so we really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time, Rory. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Enjoy your day.
That was Rory Spillane, a fellow Canadian citizen, but one who has dual citizenship. And as he said, a 15-day wait only. And he got everything. His renewal process took 10 minutes online, at home, picture sent. And I hope we get to that point as well in this country. And I'm told that authorities are working towards a similar system. I hope it's introduced as soon as possible.